I try to be healthy, all right? But LA is riddled with food trucks, and they're all so good. I stop at every single food truck I pass. One time, I saw a brand new one. I stopped there so excited, ready to eat. Turned out, it was an HIV mobile testing station. Second worst taco I've ever had. Coincidentally, the worst taco I ever had is how I got back to the HIV mobile testing station in the first place. Life comes full circle. I have to eat better because my doctor told me I have high blood pressure. That's what he said. He said, you have high blood pressure. So I told him he had a stupid tie. He told me that's a stethoscope. Well, you win this round, Dr. Boaz. Try to shop at healthier grocery stores. The thing is, I hate going to new grocery stores because I hate not knowing where anything is. I go to one grocery store, I get in, I get out. New grocery stores, I'm totally unfamiliar. I walk around just like, I don't know. I hate that feeling. One time, I went to the grand opening of a grocery store. So nobody knew where anything was. We all had that feeling at the same time, which caused mass hysteria throughout the Sprouts. One woman started crying by the frozen foods. Another man was in the corner just screaming, potatoes! Potatoes, I'm over here! I got a bunch of apples spelled out SOS on the floor, sat down and waited for help. Eventually, an employee found me. I was like, hey, man, I'm just trying to find the pasta. He goes, yeah, we're all trying to find the pasta. I lit up a joint, started smoking. He was like, you can't do that in here. I was like, how do you know? When I went to pay, there was some confusion as to where the line actually started. And there were five people waiting, me in the back, and one guy didn't realize he cut in from the side. So the man that was next spoke up. He said, hey, line starts back here, bud. The guy that cut turned to him and said, didn't realize that, pal. First guy said, well, now you do realize it, sport. Guy that cut said, yeah, I do, champ. First guy said, why don't you step back here then, amigo? Guy that cut said, maybe I was gonna step back there, but then when you called me your amigo, I don't think you actually meant that I was your amigo, boss. First guy said, actually, I did mean it. I've been having a lot of problems at home. My wife says I'm not spending enough time with the kids, and if I don't make major changes, she's gonna pack them up and take them to her sister's place in Scottsdale. I feel like my entire ego is about to be shattered. My life's at a tipping point, so I'm just here buying ice cream flowers and a card so I can save my marriage, Chief. Guy that cut said, I'm sorry to hear that. I messed up my first marriage too. She's remarried now. You know what that's like? Watch another man raise your kids? 14 years. I haven't seen him in 14 years. I've missed communions, graduations, prom. I follow him on Instagram just to know what they look like. So take it from me, an already defeated man. Go home. Tell your wife you love her and save your marriage. Captain! First guy said, I'm about to cry, friend. The guy that cut said, hey, line starts back here, bud. Line starts back here. And then I lit up another joint. That was a beautiful moment.
Yeah.